And now this is a dictation for Carmen Melendez, M-E-L-E-N-D-E-Z, Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. January 3150, address as a letter, Dr. Irius, E-R-I-U-S, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Irius, a follow-up for Carmen. Probably diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function, underlying hypertension, bilateral small kidneys, prior acute renal failure at the time of diarrhea, IV contrast exposure, and the use of lisinopril. Comes accompanied with daughter. Last visit was in March. She's complaining of what sounds like probably positional vertigo. Has been evaluated in the emergency room with negative workup, including MRIs. Nothing to suggest stroke or intracranial process. Off and on, there is tinnitus on the right side. She denies headaches, no associated nausea, vomiting, no diaphoresis, no chest pain palpitation, denies increase of dyspnea. Diabetes numbers remains fair to poor control. There is also a component of question, lightheadedness on standing, as well as unsteady walk, like feeling drunk. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. For blood pressure, presently on hydralazine, lisinopril, aldactone, prior beta blockers discontinued, cholesterol management, on insulin, as well as medications for dementia, antiver was not helping, discontinued, and for diabetes, Invokana, I-N-P-S in Victor, O-K-A-N-A, also discontinued a month ago for potential pre-renal state dehydration. Next paragraph. Today, blood pressure was 169 over 45. Standing went down to 110. Blood pressure was 160 over 60, sitting position, standing 130 over 60 and 140 over 60. It has left side facial droop, upper lower dentures, very pleasant but confused, no expressive facial dysarthria, normal eye movements, symmetrical movement upper lower extremities. With the help of the daughter, she's able to walk. No gross respiratory cardiovascular findings, no ascites masses, no major edema, no gross rigidity or tremors. Next paragraph, chemistries from September, mal anemia 12.4, anormal sodium, potassium acid base, anormal kidney function 0.8, normal albumin, minor increase of calcium 10.3 with anormal phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Prior acute kidney injury that has resolved, presently normal kidney function. Next number, hypertension with significant postural blood pressure drop contributing to her above symptoms. Next number, dementia thought to be related to vascular events, prior strokes in the past. Next number, mild anemia without external bleeding, does not require EPO treatment. Next number, minor increase of calcium, but corrected for albumin will be very close to normal, does not require further diagnostic procedures or treatment. Next number, reported gait instability, positional vertigo, no associated cardiovascular events. This probably related to her underlying vascular dementia. Next number, prior abdominal discomfort, question diabetes gastroparesis. Is my understanding EGD will be done coming October. Her weight appears stable, if anything, gaining through weight few pounds, no evidence of edema. Nutrition is also normal. I will see her in a year, end of dictation.